This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud.
Here's my analysis and wargaming back in March of this year, a good 6 months ago. Here it is. Trump set to declare national emergency, and then the subheadline at Infowars.com is the fact that the deep state wants to assassinate Trump and blame it on coronavirus. Oh, make no mistake, the ether has been swimming with that for about a week here at the office. And I wasn't ready to go to it until Wednesday. And then I came up here last night to shoot a video on it, and I didn't get it done because I was dealing with other stuff. There's a lot going on. But I will talk about that at the start of the next segment. But can we pull up on Infowars.com the main feed of the show? If you just go to Infowars.com or Newswars.com, and you'll see the live feed of the show right there, and it says Trump set to declare national emergency. Leftists targeting 45-foot assassination be blamed on coronavirus. Well, that's quite a claim. It's like the claim we said 6 weeks ago that they're going to that the virus comes back. And like HIV over and over again, and you can't get rid of it. Oh, that's now Reuters, AP, everything today. Truth is, the globalist problem is there's science. So they can use science for evil, but there are other institutions and universities and people that aren't evil. They go and they look and they tell us this. And they're like, shut up, it's not true. Shut up, University of Wisconsin. Shut up, University of New Delhi. Shut up, you know, University in Switzerland. We're like, hey, this thing has HIV delivery system. Oh, shut up. And like, oh, yeah, HIV, drugs treat it. And people are like, well, Alex said that 6 weeks ago. And again, it's not that we're that smart. We understand how stuff works. Everyone's not evil. Everyone's not involved in a conspiracy. That's the globalist problem, is there's all these professional classes and all these smart people that are out there that actually have studied things and they know what they're seeing. And they're going, hey, this is manufactured. And they're like, shut up. Shut up. Your funding's cut. They're like, whoa. Well, the university says I'm fired if I don't withdraw my paper and say it's wrong. But I'm not going to withdraw my paper and say it's wrong. And again, that's only a small clip from it. Alex Jones predicted the left would use Trump getting COVID-19 to hit him with something worse. I'm not sure we played the part I wanted to play, but whatever. We're going to break all this down coming up here today. And the good part about live radio and live TV is in post, when we put that up at band.video, we'll be able to put the whole 6 minute clip up there for people. So please put a note in the notes there. Can we do that? Fantastic. That's going to be really good. All right. I'm excited about our next guest. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with her. She's a doctor, and she's been speaking out about COVID, and a lot of the things she said have been confirmed. A lot of other doctors have said similar things. They've been confirmed, but the media and the UN are trying to suppress it. She's talking about humans 2.0 with this new DNA manipulating vaccines that they've got with Moderna and all the rest of them pushing this. And the strangest of things happened to me today, and I have to leave it at that. I got some really interesting information from a very high level today. And I'm not able to give you where the information came from, but it's one of the reasons that I was not on air in the last hour. And this is incredible information. And I think when I start the next hour, I'm going to get to as much of this as I can. But I'm almost speechless right now. Just trying to digest all of this as best I can. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Dr. Carrie Mondé is our guest. We really appreciate her coming on. She's a medical doctor, and her videos have been seen millions of times online. When she came out and just read from what's in the mainline science, that a bunch of these vaccines that Bill Gates and others are coming up with are these mRNA vaccines that aren't what you'd call a vaccine, where it teaches your body how to defeat something and creates an autoimmune response. It does something else. And so she called it, you know, humans 2.0, and really... Monsanto, that has its own divisions in vaccine making, making you a GMO Franken creature. So we've already seen them do it with the soybeans and the corn and everything else. Now they're moving on to us. We've got President Trump supposedly with coronavirus, and he's got a little bit of a cold, a little bit lethargic. They're saying in the media, Trump hasn't really confirmed that. There's sort of a few stills of him walking yesterday and saying, oh, look, he looks tired there. You can do that with any stills you want. But if they're admitting that most of the tests come up false positive, you've had a flu or cold or infection the last few years, then how can they be sure about this? Why aren't we hearing about further tests? There's so much to cover. I'm trying to get her on for about a month. It's perfect timing that she's been set up the last few days for now with all this coming out. So, Dr. Carrie, thank you so much for coming on with us today. Dr. Carrie Mondé is here with us. And where would you like to start? I've got so many questions with what's happening to Trump, with the lockdowns, with the numbers. Some will say you're saying it's a hoax. You're not saying it's a hoax. You're saying it's overblown. They're not saying, look, Trump's got it. You guys that said it was a hoax, you're full of it. But we have the morbidity numbers. We have the facts. We know it's way overblown from what they originally told us. So where would you like to start, doctor? And we salute you for your courage.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I guess, you know, start with the vaccine itself. And I've studied vaccines for, you know, since my early 20s, because I was very concerned about them. And I'd like to say that the vaccines are not what we think they are. And a little story just to give some of your listeners some history of vaccines. The tetanus vaccine, when I studied that, there's a long story behind that, but it turns out really it's an abortion vaccine. It's been noted by the NIH. The NIH has admitted this, that there is a pregnancy hormone called the HCG hormone that is inside a lot of the vaccines. Now, I don't know if all of them have this, but many of them do. Latino countries, the Vatican has discovered this, that when a woman gets this vaccine, that when she gets pregnant, she can abort the baby quickly. Okay. She would not even know she's pregnant. So this is not for tetanus. This is something, you know, different. This is an abortion vaccine. So they're outright lying to us. So if they're lying to us from decades ago, why do you think they're going to tell you the truth now? So that just goes into a little history of vaccines in general. So jump forward to this one. I started researching this and I was horrified because we are using technology that has never been unveiled on the human race before. We are messing with the DNA, our genome, which makes us human, which it has the blueprint that makes us know how to reproduce, how to create, how to evolve, how to heal ourselves. And one tiny little, translocation, one little insert, one little deletion can make horrible effects. You can be very sick, you can have mutations, you can have cancers, or turn into something else. We don't know. And make you sterile. So why are we doing this? Why are we rushing this vaccine with something that's brand new technology that we've never used before? So this is very, very concerning because I've attended a scientific meeting with Dr. Craig Venter, who was one of the founders of the Human Genome Project, and he's still very involved with uploading genomes into the cloud and downloading them, mapping them out. He actually says that, you know, we can actually patent a gene or a genome of something that's synthetic. So technically, when we are getting a piece or this vaccine, and if it does become permanent within our genome, it's synthetic, that part of us can be patented and owned. People need to understand this because patents have owners. Who would own us? Who would own part of us? This is insane. No human should be owned. No part of a human should be owned. And this is my alarm call to the world. He also said, this scientist, researcher, said that, you know, in the genomes that they were patenting, he and the other scientists were putting their name into the genome, branding you already. This is unbelievable. So would an organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, would the Department of Defense own part of you? Who else could own part of you? What could they do with that? You need to understand this because this is the law right now. On top of that, they're trying to unveil technology with this vaccine. They haven't formally announced it, but in their studies, they're using nanotechnology, something called hydrogel. They're also using, they want to brand you with something called luciferase. It's an ID for ID 2020. And that would give you a unique identifier to make sure that you were vaccinated because they want to make sure everybody's vaccinated in the world. And with that ID, they can also hold your medical information, your vaccination record. It could gather your biometric information from your body. And also, with this nanotechnology, this ID, this can link you up to the Internet of Everything, into the 5G cloud, okay? So why would they want to do that? Well, interestingly enough, they put a patent, or they published a patent in March 26th of 2020 with the number 060606, an international patent. With this patent, of course, Microsoft published this, Bill and Melinda Gates. They say that they could actually use these biometric data from your body, and that would be hooked to cryptocurrency, meaning your body will then become your commodity. So your body would become your money, not your credit card anymore, not your cash, your body. We're talking about the ultimate enslavement of humanity. And we need to wake up and realize this is happening. If you want to, I encourage everyone, look this stuff up for yourself. Look up the patent numbers. They exist. They're there. And the same names keep coming up. The same people will keep, you know, profiting off of us, owning us, controlling us. And what do we get from it? Nothing but bad things.
That's right. Everything when they end up giving us, it oppresses us, dumbs us down, makes us sick, and controls us. And what's weird is Bill Gates will openly have the hydrogel, have the nanotech tracker chips, and we'll have MIT and everybody else saying, oh, we do this for Bill Gates. But then the media will try to discredit it by covering one program he's doing and claim that we're saying this program does that instead of the program we're talking about, and then try to discredit it. But then he'll be back in the news the next month going, oh, I do want to put an implantable liquid chip in your body to make sure you've had the vaccine. So they've got a real problem here because the world, as scary as all this is, I'm on the street, so I see it, and I know you're now well-known. People are really rejecting this across all cultural, racial, historic, and political lines.
Yes. And, you know, people tell me, oh, that won't happen. Well, guess what? It's already happening in Africa. MasterCard and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they are using this vaccine with the biometric ID with the children and the adults in Africa as we speak right now.
You know, I saw that. I saw that. We go to break, guys. Let's pull that up. I want to show people. And then I just forgot to even cover it. It's like we're all so conditioned now that this stuff is here in the third world, and it that means it's coming here next. This is so diabolical.
I agree. The more you look into it, the more you'll find out more and more. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is in huge player in this. People need to understand that they are behind transhumanism. And Elon Musk, who's now in the vaccine industry, he's been a proponent of transhumanism as well. Google, Ray Kurzweil, many people are. But the people that are pushing these vaccines, they are behind eugenics, meaning, you know, there's too many people on the planet. Let's get rid of some of us. And who's going to choose who stays, who goes? And then the rest of us, obviously, with all these technologies they're trying to roll out, they ultimately want to control us.
All right, Dr. Carrie Madej, medical doctor, amazing lady. She's with us at Twitter, at Dr. Madej. That's M-A-D-E-J. YouTube, Dr. Carrie Madej. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Carrie Monde is our guest. She's a medical doctor. You can read her whole background on YouTube at Dr. Carrie Monde. And on Twitter, Dr. Monde, that's M-A-D-E-J. On Facebook, Carrie Monde. And she's got the serendipitygroup.org. That's the most important spot, serendipitygroup.org. So doctor, since you mentioned Elon Musk, I've got a short clip of him that we've never got to. I read the transcript on Monday. It's like an hour-long interview, but we've got it down to 3 minutes where he really viciously attacks Bill Gates, which sounds good. And I know people that know Musk, and Musk tells them he's a listener, and he's made comments about the show before that are positive. So I don't think he's a good guy. I don't want to single him out. We know Gates is bad news from his own statements of wanting to depopulate. But is he good cop, bad cop? Because he's pushing a vaccine company. He's pushing the satellites, the 5G, the brain chips. But then he's telling us Bill Gates is bad, that his COVID-19 vaccine is bad. What do you think is really going on there?
I'm confused by him. He goes back and forth on his viewpoints, and so I don't know what to make of him either, but I've got my eyes wide open on everybody.
I agree.
So I don't, sure.
We hit the break, and you were getting into the mRNA vaccines that shouldn't be called vaccines. They should be called genetic rewriting, which is what we call cancer. I mean, I was researching studies they've done in animals with these, as you know, it kills a lot of them, and it causes autoimmune issues. It makes the cells create proteins that are supposedly going to block viruses, but that can also mess up the chromosomes. I was reading about the eighth chromosome being manipulated. Have you run into that as a medical doctor?
Yes. Yes, yes. That has to do with your intellect, of course. If they manipulate that, they could potentially affect our intellect. And among other things, it's quite important.
And
right?
It says it, right in the medical literature that, oh, this is fertility and intellect.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they've already been manipulating our fertility, like I said, with the tetanus vaccine and perhaps other ones as well. So we need to be on the lookout for this. But I would like to say, even if you don't want to believe any of the fantastical things I just said, just know this, that for the last 20 years, they have done research with this kind of vaccine only on animals. And in the animal studies, they looked like it was a success. Okay, the animals had a robust immune system. They had a great T-cell response. Great. But then they did a challenge test, which is unethical to do in humans, but they can do a challenge test.
You know, her Skype broke up. We're going to come back to her. And I should have opened the show up with this, because when they did the challenge test, it caused a horrible autoimmune response to whatever the outside pathogen was. And that is exactly the information I came into receipt of today. Serendipity, synchronicity, providence. What have I told you? I ran into the head scientist at one of the major biotech labs. Didn't know who he was. Found out, researched what he was saying, and it was all true. And what did he tell me? He told me a lot. What does the information tell me? If you take a vaccine for COVID-19, its main platform is a regular cold virus with a bunch of stuff stacked onto it, genetic traits stacked on, called stacking. If you do that, and then your body learns to have an autoimmune response to that particular virus, it's so broad, you will now have an autoimmune response to the regular coronavirus that's so common, it's everywhere, making it where you can't even go outside because you'll get so sick from regular cold viruses. And so they're trying to get rid of your immunity to the cold virus, but not just your immunity, they're trying to make it where you're allergic to it, which is what killed most of the people in the Spanish flu, was they were allergic to the virus, not that it was actually replicating and killing them. They had an autoimmune response. And this is so diabolical, and the scientist was breaking down the fact that, and this is so critical, the scientist was breaking down the point that that's why they can't get an immunity with COVID patients and why it comes back, because it's so weak, the body doesn't even see it as a threat and won't create immunity to it. So they have to soup it up and add things to the vaccine that you're also allergic to, so you have an autoimmune response to both with the adjuvant. But then just like they used to grow vaccines on peanuts, so suddenly kids that ate peanuts would die because their body saw that as an outside pathogen because they'd been given it in the flu shot or whatever it was they got when they were younger. And so they know what they're doing. They are jacking with us hard, folks. And that, and I'm talking to a head of a biotech lab, major one. I mean, we're talking major, major billion-dollar deals all the time with antibodies, with artificial nanotech antibodies. And they were just saying, no, it's a total scam. And it is just a franchise of a new Frankenvirus they've made so that new versions can come out in the future. And what this is a simulant. So this is just the introduction to it all, exactly what we'd already reverse engineered. Her Skype broke up right when she got to the big enchilada. Tucker Madej. Right when she started getting into the key of the key that, oh, they gave it to all these animals and they had an incredible autoimmune response and it boosted their immune system until they ran into the actual thing they were supposedly going to be protected from, and then they died. Because the body just went, whoa, I don't know how to deal with this, and it was over. So, the most common virus is corona. It's everywhere. It's on your hands. It's in the air. It comes out of your body. It's just everywhere. Now, we're going to be given a vaccine that is super strong to make us have an autoimmune response to something our body recognizes as part of it, which is what the whole other area of gene and virus and cell theory is that, no, viruses really just come out of us. Well, we know viruses go in and program cells to replicate themselves, but now they're learning that things that are basically viruses come out of ourselves as well as a form of the cells getting waste out of them. So they know how all this works now, and we're still following 100-year-old germ theory, and the globalists have got us in just an absolutely terrible spot. I hope her Skype's able to come back, because I'm really looking forward to Dr. Carrie Madej and the great work she's doing, and the fact that they've tried to censor and block. I've got to have a rule. When Skype doesn't work for 5 minutes, we go telephone. So let's go to that rule if we could. Thanks. I'm going to go to break here in just a few minutes. I want to encourage listeners to realize that they want you dependent on them. They want you unhealthy. They want you dumbed down. They want you stupid. And one of the biggest things is if your immune system's not up, anything's going to attack you and hurt you. They don't want you to know about that. That's why Fauci didn't want to talk about vitamin D. He didn't want to talk about zinc. He didn't want to talk about any of that stuff because these people want you at their own mercy. Well, I'm always promoting vitamins and minerals, and we have some of the highest quality ones out there, period, that are essential for your body's regular function. Winter Sun, high-quality vitamin D3, free shipping. Bodies, ultra turmeric formula, free shipping. Turbo Force, selling out. All the stuff selling out, free shipping. Vaso Beach, so good for your heart and body, free shipping and discounted. DNA Force Plus, selling out, but we still have it with free shipping. All T-shirts, $17.76, plus free shipping. 8-pack Power Stack, can't even get the formula anymore because it's got 13 pills in each day's packages, and so we can't get a bunch of them. So it's discontinued, even though it became a bestseller. That's 60% off free shipping, 8-pack Power Stack. Survival Shield X2, selling out, still discounted, free shipping, and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com, Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock, free shipping, big discount, and your purchase makes it all possible. So thank you so much for funding this operation. This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word, and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules of pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pound power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Cut her Skype go down. She does a lot of interviews that's never happened before. Dr. Carrie Made. We'll be going back to her in a moment while we line that back up and give this critical information. But here's Elon Musk over the weekend talking about Bill Gates. We got you some of the excerpts of it.
At the end of April, with many new cases every day, he tweeted, quote, "Free America now," in all caps. On this issue, we do not agree.
I mean, this is a hot button issue where rationality takes a back seat. So in the grand scheme of things, I think this is, you know, what we have is something with a very low mortality rate and high contagion, and something that is of low risk to a young person is of high risk to an older person. Essentially, the right thing to do would be to not have done a lockdown for the whole country, but to have, I think, anyone who's at risk should be quarantined until the storm passes.
All right, but this storm is coming again. You know, you're talking a lot about saving humanity, but these are humans that die in the process.
Everybody dies.
I know that, Elon. I get that.
The question is, what on balance serves the greater good?
And you feel lockdowns did not do that?
No. This is a no-win situation. It has diminished my faith in humanity, this whole thing.
Because?
The irrationality of people in general.
Will you get a vaccine? What do you do with your own family? You won't get a vaccine. Why is that?
I'm not at risk for COVID, nor am I kid.
Mm-hmm. So you won't do that?
No.
And what do you do now? Do you just go to work? Is that how you're conducting yourself and your family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This entire time, SpaceX has been at work through this entire thing. We didn't skip a day. We had national security clearance because we're doing national security work. We sent astronauts to the space station and back. Tesla has been, apart from several weeks where we're shut down by the state and then the overzealous Alameda County, which is a travesty. But apart from that, we've been making cars this entire time, and it's been great.
How do you answer your employees? You say, I think you're putting me and my family at risk. What do you say to them then?
Great, stay home.
Stay home. That's it.
Yeah.
Do they get penalized for that, or just what can they do if they feel that they are at risk?
I mean, if they have a legitimate reason to be at risk, then they should stay home.
All right. So when they decide, when this is your policy, when these workers are worried, and do you feel that they have I want to just get back to that. Put yourselves in their shoes. Do you feel they have a good reason to be worried? And do you feel a duty to pay them and make sure they're okay, despite the fact that you don't agree with how they feel about COVID versus how you feel about
COVID? Just move on.
Just move on. That's what you want to do.
Kara, I do not want to get into debate about COVID, situation.
Okay. All right. Okay. I want to finish up talking about.
You want to end the podcast now? We can do it.
Okay. What do you say? No, we don't. I don't want to end it. I just want to understand where you're at. But I do. I feel like I understand where you are. So yeah. One of the things.
And I should say, we've also spent quite a lot of time with the Harvard epidemiology team doing antibody studies. Tesla makes the vaccine machines for CureVac. Gates said something about me not knowing what it's doing. It's like, hey, knucklehead, we actually make the vaccine machines for CureVac, that company you invested in.
Seems like you have a lot of passion around this topic, like that you feel this has been blown and that there are better ways to do it, which is what you do in your other parts of your life, correct? Whether it's Tesla or SpaceX, but the rockets aren't being reused. The cars aren't electric. The way we address viruses is irrational.
It's very irrational.
All right, we have Dr. Mondé back with us. I wanted to show you this International Business Times headline. Overhead shot, please. And it says, coronavirus update, vaccine skips important animal testing phase straight to humans. Now, why is that going on? Well, because they've done mRNA testing with similar pathogens. And if you could just recap and start over, because your Skype cut out and you got cut off on your phone line next, doctor. If you can just start over where you were about the animal testing, looked like it was working great, and then what happened next?
Did similar studies on animals, and in the initial trials, they looked like they had great immune responses, great antibody levels, T-cell responses. Then they were challenged with that virus, which is unethical in human studies, but you could do that with the animals. And when they challenged the animals, they had a cytokine storm, meaning they actually had a worsened response. They actually got sicker, and they even died. So they had lung inflammation, liver failure, et cetera. So perhaps that's why we are purposely skipping the animal trials in this particular vaccine for us. That's what I'm concerned about.
Now, explain the storm and how that ties into the 1918 Spanish flu. For folks that don't know, it wasn't the flu replicating that killed them. It was the autoimmune response in the lungs. Correct, doctor?
Yes, that is correct. The body has an exaggerated immune response. It doesn't have a normal immune response, and that's what we're afraid of happening with this exact vaccine. This is some of the things that have been brought up by the researchers themselves behind the vaccine. They say this is definitely something that can happen. So when you see the common cold, you see the common flu, you see something in that same family of coronaviruses, you could, instead of having a better immune response, you can have a worsened immune response and perhaps be one of those people in the intensive care unit who even dies or has other comorbidities from that. Why are we doing this? Why are we going to be in the experiments? Because this, not one experiment will be fully completed before October of 2021. We will all be inside of an experiment. And I thought that we were supposed to go with the Nuremberg Code from World War II, where we should not be forced into any experiment without informed consent and our consent. So what is happening here? Why are they trying to tell us that we need to have this vaccine to go back to normal? This does not make sense to me. And to me, this goes against the Nuremberg Code.
Well, it doesn't just go against the Nuremberg Code that obviously comes out of Nazi Germany that was then picked up into the Geneva Convention. It goes against all common sense, common law, federal, state laws around the world, and it's all coercion by a guy that isn't even a medical doctor that tells us he's going to hold us hostage till we do this. They have British ministers and Australian ministers saying you'll be locked up in your house, basically, if you don't let the military come give you this shot. And then they admit it's making 80% of people sick. 20% are going to the hospital. That's the weaker vaccine, the mRNA vaccine. I know Gates is pushing one where 100% of people get sick and some die, and then they admit they skip the animals because they don't want to have all these dead animals. I mean, this is a bold move, doctor, because this is going to have major backlash.
Yes, you're right. We need to know everything that's going on right now because, in my opinion, there is a plan behind this. I think that they're already talking about the second wave. I think they already are expecting this. The second wave could simply be the people that get the vaccines are now more at immune risk of getting very sick from any sort of coronavirus they come across. So then they'll blame it on the COVID-20, right? And then they'll say, look, you guys didn't behave yourselves. You should have been in lockdown longer. You should have worn your mask more. Perhaps we should take people out of your homes like the World Health Organization has been threatening us with. We could take your child or you from your home.
That's right. They're making normal viruses normally being sick. And they're saying, you don't need vitamins, you don't need minerals, you need these vaccines. And by the way, if you don't do what we say and don't take constant tests, we're going to take your children away. It's actually starting in Australia. It's starting in Canada. And the UN is directing it. I mean, this is true dystopia, doctor.
I agree with you. And in Spain, you know, they already have containment camps set up. And I believe they're saying all asymptomatic carriers will go into that containment camp. Healthy people, not the sick people. What are we doing in our world? We need to really pay attention to what's happening around the world because it's being mirrored in all the countries. So I have people tell me, well, that's not the United States. That's a wrong idea. It's a wrong thought process because we have to care what's going on because this is a world issue. It is not just one country or another country's issue.
That's right. It's the UN, and we've got to fight it globally and locally. We'll be right back. This lady's amazing. Dr. Carrie Made.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gentlemen, we're sitting here covering the mRNA vaccine, the mRNA vaccine, all of it. It makes my head spin. And we're looking at this news that's breaking. This is up on InfoWars.com. Pelosi discusses continuity of government following Trump COVID diagnosis. Now, I told you, I said they can say he had COVID, poison him, and then use COG to remove him. And now you notice I've been harping on COG. Like, what's COG? Now it's at NewsWars.com. I'll play that clip next hour. I'm going to go ahead and host some of the next hour because this is an emergency situation under Nick Banks. We'll do the last two segments. But we're joined by Dr. Carrie Maude here. And I really appreciate her coming on this. She's a medical doctor. And she had Skype cut out. Never happens. Then her phone cut out. That was crazy. And with all the internet censorship and big tech even getting into private messages now and censoring, I mean, who knows? They probably are doing that because they've been censoring doctors across the board, scientists, epidemiologists, prestigious, you know, former head of the Rockefeller Hospital, all these people. And they've been proven right about herd immunity. They've been proven right about the numbers of dead, of other things being added to COVID-19. Just in general, doctor, you're a smart lady, watching all this unfold. Where do you see it going? What do you see unfolding when Gates is on CBS and goes, yeah, 20% go to the hospital, some die, and 700 million are going to get sick? Seven? I mean, it just makes, your head spin they want in our bodies, and then we learn what they're doing is guinea pigging and changes our DNA and makes us this new creature. This is like an alien takeover. I mean, whether aliens are real on another planet, Bill Gates thinks he's a god who wants to have this genetic revolution over us. Where do you think this is all going, Doctor? Her Skype's frozen again. Let's go ahead and play the full clip of Pelosi on television. And again, folks, they want Trump out. They've already tried coups. Obviously, there's more threats to the president than any other president combined. Obviously, poison's the way they want to go. They're always saying he's 74, overweight. He's going to have a heart attack. He goes and has a medical checkup. It's the end of the world. What they'll do is say he has COVID and poison him with something else, or give him weaponized COVID because it's a carrier platform and do it. I mean, this is a big deal 31 days out. And I told you this was all coming. And already the COVID shutdown is annihilating the worldwide economy. I mean, stuff is serious when I lay this out, when I tell you all of this. I mean, this is a big deal. When I tell you the supply chain's breaking down, when I tell you our big food supplier actually has the food and all the other places are sold out and they're trying to buy food months and months out, the price has already gone up 20-30%. I mean, this is really going on. And they're really coming in Australia, in Canada, in leftist areas of Europe, the U.S. saying we're going to forcibly inject you. And if you don't, you can't leave your house. And they're going to make it a waiting list to get it. And there's a lot of people bought into the fear. And it's all weird fetishizing that, oh, you're heroes because you wear the mask, you're saving lives. And it's like, oh, just wear the mask. Oh, just take the inoculation. Oh, just have the tracker chip. Oh, just have the tracker app. Oh, just be a hero. And then everything that comes with it. And then they know in mass Stockholm syndrome, once they get people to do something that brain damages their kids and hurts them and sterilizes them, and as you get the medical problems that come with it, they've already argued and said COVID-19's magical. It'll give you all these brain disorders and it'll sterilize you. But it's the vaccine that's doing it. We know who's behind it. We know what's in the literature. We know the background of it. And then Pelosi comes out 2 months ago and goes, he will be fumigated out of the White House one way or other. And we'll use the military to remove him. And I already met with COG and they say I'm number two in command, even though it's the vice president. And then they start saying, oh, the military needs to remove him. The military says, we won't do that. They go, oh, Trump wants the military. Then they're going to hold up the election with the ballots. And then on January 20th, if Trump hasn't won the election, clearly she will vote at the House of Representatives and install who she wants. And they've got it all fired up right now. No one gives you power. You have to take it from them. That's what Pelosi famously said. And who she worked for, the Chi-Coms and the globalists. An empty nobody who hates this country, put in power by the satanic cult. So here she is. Pelosi discusses continuity of government following Trump COVID diagnosis. Here it is.
The heroes bill in a moment, but this is a very serious health threat. You are second in line for the presidency. Has the White House contacted you about the continuity of government?
No, they haven't, but that is an ongoing, not with the White House, but with the military, quite frankly, in terms of some officials in the government. But that, you know, let us just all pray for the president's health. Thank God the vice president has tested negatively, and the second lady as well. That continuity of government is always in place. I always say it's a relic of the past, but nonetheless, they say we have our job we have to do, and this is what we'll do. So,
all right, let me decipher that for you. They tried to go to the system of COG that knows it's supposedly under lawful government and try to get him to overthrow Trump. They've said that. The House Armed Services Committee Democrats wrote a letter 2 months ago and said, please overthrow Trump, and they said, hell no, this is illegal, you're crazy. So now they're like, oh, it's a relic of the past, but don't worry, the military's in charge. Well, really, the military launched the 4 doomsday planes to let the deep state know, even if they try to blow up federal buildings or assassinate people, that Trump has aircraft in the air. And that's what that is the military under Trump saying, no, we have aircraft in the air. You can't stop us, because they know the Democrats are in league with the Chi-Coms and others. And America is at war with China and the deep staters and with Bill Gates and the whole nine yards right now. So she tried to say COG is our savior to remove Trump. Oh, now it's a relic of the past and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But see, they could use the command and control system. Seen the movie Valkyrie? Tom Cruise, it's based on a true story. How Hitler had a martial law plan to keep control of the government, but they reversed Operation Valkyrie and tried to use that COG system against Hitler. Well, Pelosi's seeing Trump as Hitler, so they already tried this, it's not working, and now Valkyrie's in the air. That's why all four, they're never up at the same time. They're all up right now. Tomorrow's news today, folks. We're not playing games. All right, Dr. Maude's here, Dr. Carrie Maude. A lot of problems with her Skype and phone. I'm thinking it probably is on purpose with the massive censorship. What do you make of the censorship doctors around the world and prestigious scientists have gone through trying to suppress what you have to say? That's unprecedented as well.
Well, I think we've always been censored, but now it's at an all-time high. You know, if you speak up, there are sent repercussions. You will be fired. You will be harassed. You'll be slandered. Or even worse than that. So it's not new. It's just heightened right now. And, you know, in my state of Georgia, I'm licensed. If you write the prescription for hydroxychloroquine, the pharmacist has the right to deny your prescription just because. They don't have to give a reason.
And I heard a record skip there. That's on record that you have the medical degree. You have the license. It's something you're allowed to prescribe. It's known as safe. It's an off-market drug. It's cheap. It's good. It's moral. It pushes zinc into the cells. But now Big Pharma's the god. They can say no to the doctor.
Exactly. They're also breaking their own federal laws, privacy laws that are being broken. But this isn't this all under the guise of the Emergency Preparedness Act. Well, what is actually happening? Because if you look at the data, this does not be an emergency act right now. It does not support an emergency act.
Exactly. It's doctors talking about the data they censor. Get into the real data about COVID. What is COVID from your research, and what are the real numbers?
Well, I mean, what are the numbers? They're actually very much manipulated and falsified. I mean, for instance, just the state of Florida, they found over 300 individual labs saying they had 100% of the cases positive when they were investigated, less than 10%. Don't tell me that was just a mistake, because over 300 is not a mistake. This has been replicated in other, you know, states as well. We're seeing that along with other things of just giving incentives to the hospitals and the doctors for having different diagnoses, putting COVID on the death certificate. They get more money, or for the discharge, get more money. I mean, come on. These are inflated numbers. So if you look at what's really happening, it's about on par with maybe the H1N1 flu season. Didn't declare a pandemic over that. So no, this we're not going by sound science and data. So what is going on here? And I believe it's really a bigger plan of having control over everybody. It's a world plan, not just one country. And a little story.
Doctor, stay there. We're going to come right back to Dr. Carrie Maude on the other side at Dr. M-A-D-E-J. She's amazing, and it's great having her. I appreciate her staying late because she's had some Skype problems, or we have, or whatever the hell's going on. Hour number four is coming up. She'll leave us in about 15 minutes, and I'm going to blitz huge news. And then Dr. Nick Baggett, stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.